Another leader accused of war crimes may be closer to standing trial. Former Liberian President Charles Taylor left Liberia in 2003 under a deal that ended a 14-year civil war in his own country. But Taylor also stands indicted by a UN-backed war crimes court in Sierra Leone for his role in that country's bloody civil war. Efforts to bring Taylor to justice have been thwarted since he was given asylum in Nigeria. Now, Liberia's newly elected president has formally requested that Nigeria extradite Taylor. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is in the United States, where she told the UN Security Council of her request. She also addressed a joint session of Congress.
I stand before you today as the first woman elected to lead an African nation.
President Sirleaf needs to gather all the support she can for her war-torn nation. She described the devastation of a civil war that killed a 250,000 of her people.
Our boys, full of potential, were forced to be child soldiers, to kill or be killed. Our girls, capable of being anything they could imagine, were made into sex slaves, gang-raped by men with guns, made mothers while they still were children themselves.
We spoke with President Sirleaf earlier this week. She said it was time to bring closure to the matter of Charles Taylor.
This long-standing matter must now be brought to an end. Mr. Taylor must have his day in court, but in an environment that is conducive with the right of full self-defense.
Are you at all concerned, should he return to Liberia, what that would mean for your country?
Well, he's not supposed to return to Liberia. He was not indicted by a Liberian court. He was indicted by a special court supported by the United Nations, you know, in Sierra Leone. And so there's no question about his returning to Liberia. That's not part of the understanding that took him into exile.
I get the sense that you have quite a lot in front of you. After two decades of turmoil in your country, you have incredible problems, widespread poverty, government corruption, no electricity, not even running water in your capital city. You said that you're only going to be in office for 1 6-year term. That seems like a lot to accomplish in such a short time. Where do you begin?
Well, we've already begun. We've started, but with the composition of a cabinet that's inclusive, but yet meet our basic standards of qualification, competence, integrity, respect for human rights. We've taken already some hard decisions, requiring all our public servants to declare their assets. We're trying to set our financial house in order. But the needs are many. The challenges are enormous, no doubt. We've got to secure the peace. We've already inducted into office a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. We've changed the entire Supreme Court. We're implementing a decision to totally demobilize the army. We still got to respond to the education and health needs of our population, particularly the war-affected youth.
What do you specifically need to do first for all of these other changes to fall into place?
We've got to get the government machinery functioning effectively. One of the campaign promises I made is that I will see electricity restored to certain parts of the capital city within 6 months, and we've made progress. We think that commitment will, to a large extent, be met.
You addressed a joint session of Congress this week, and you're scheduled to meet with President Bush on Tuesday. If you could choose only one thing for the United States to do to help Liberia, what would that be?
I'll say to you what Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi said. She said, Madam President, you electrify the world with your elections. The United States now has a responsibility to electrify your country. That's what we want them to do. Because it's a strong political commitment on my part, and it's going to be the first example of meeting a promise to my people.
I would think that has to happen before you can have economic development.
Oh, much more than just what we do in the 6 months I promise. We need to get the restoration of power, you know, throughout the country, other kinds of infrastructure. We need to get our roads repaired and the bridges rebuilt. Liberian people generally are weary of war. They want to see their lives normal again. Our young people, many with whom I met during the campaign, say to me they want to go to school, they want an education, they want to go back and be reintegrated in their families. And those are the things we need to work on.
You seem to have a very ambitious agenda, but yet such a short time. Are you ever, overwhelmed with what's in front of you?
Well, yeah, at times, the enormity of the challenge and the constraint on resources and also just the time it takes to get things done does create a certain level of anxiety, because I want to see things change very quickly. I want to see improvement. I want to see impact right away. And the reality is that it just doesn't happen that soon with all the goodwill, even with the resources, it takes time. And so we're going to just have to be very open and transparent with the Liberian people, telling them what's possible, what's not, within a time frame, and that's what we're trying to do.
Madam President, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for talking to me.
Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the new president of Liberia.